Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 11th of November. Starting off with Braveheart Investment Group, where the shares are of note because of the three-day intraday bear trap from below the mid-October support. That was at 30 pence. We had lows of 28 pence, etc., over the last three sessions since the Monday meltdown in COVID plays. What will be useful today is not only seeing an end-of-day close back above 30 pence, which we've already had for the last couple of sessions, but also back above the 50-day line at 34.61. Above that, hopefully one would at least see the 20-day moving average at 44, and then perhaps up towards 50 pence. After that is a right shoulder on the top that we've had there, even if we then come back after that. But 44 and then around 50 looks to be nailed on there while we hold above the 50-day line on the Braveheart daily chart. Emotion is next, and here we've got excitement coming in the form of the break of the 200-day moving average at 3.36. We had a bull trap through the 200-day line in August, so obviously one has to be slightly wary, but at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 2.91 pence, a retest of August resistance at 5 pence should be on the cards, with the best-case scenario target up towards 8 pence over the next, well, I suppose by the end of the year, at the top of the broadening triangle from March, again on the daily chart. End of day close today above the 200-day line should hopefully seal the deal in terms of more follow through towards 5 pence. A few new names today, or newer names, or more obscure names for the Bulletin Board Heroes. The first one is Ints Group, where we had the quite typical actual bear trap below 20 pence. The stocks, we seem to have seen a lot of small cap stocks with either a bear trap right at the end of October or beginning of November. This one was beginning of this month. End of day close above the 50-day moving average at 21.9 pence should allow the shares to at least hit the 200-day line at 27 pence, with an end of year target, end of next month target towards 35 pence, especially while we remain above the 20 pence level. On to a stock which I've been meaning to get round to for a while, but haven't quite managed it, Cromec Group. A good price action today above the 50-day moving average at 12 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards the 200-day line and last month's peak around 16 pence. Obviously, if you're cautious on the stock, you'd wait for an end-of-day close through 13.5 pence, which is late October and early November resistance, but it does look as though the shares are finally on their way after that October bear trap, and breaking the triangle here could see the shares up towards, 18, 19 pence at the top of that August trend channel, again over the next month or two. Stock which had a bit of fire in its belly today is Mines and Machines. Here we've got a break of this falling wedge from June and the 20-day moving average at 4.49 pence, and end-of-day close above that line from September should hopefully open up the top of the post-June triangle on the daily chart at 8 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of next month. The positive here really is the way that we've had, even though we had lower lows for October, we had the RSI remaining pretty flat and bullish divergence coming in for November, so that does give the impression that we had an overshoot last month, and the higher low this month could take the shares higher. On to Octagonal, which is attempting a breakout now. We've had the shares in a broadening triangle from way back in November 2018 or December 2018. Need to see an end of day or end of week close above 2 pence to give us the hope of a top of triangle target at 3 pence. Stop loss on the bull argument at the moment, the 50-day moving average on an end-of-day close basis at 1.66 pence. Hopefully with the COVID crisis cured, at least to some extent, the oil and gas area could start to revitalize itself, and that's what we're seeing on the daily chart of Premier at the moment. Here we've got the possibility of a move to the top of this broadening triangle that I'm drawing from September, a decent end of day close today, or on a weekly close basis, about 15.25 pence at the 50-day line should be enough to take the shares up towards 25 pence, hopefully by the end of the year. Stock which I covered in the COVID plays yesterday or the day before, can't quite remember now, was Remote Monitored Systems. The idea there was that there's a possibility of a double support area around 0.9 pence and the 50-day moving average. That's turned out to be true. We were looking for the 20-day line at 1.94 to be the initial target there, and we've overshot that. Possibly the resistance from Monday around 2.8 pence would be the best case scenario target over the next couple of weeks, as long as we remain above the 20-day line at 1.94. That looks like the key level at the moment. Starcom is the stock which has had a difficult history in terms of getting itself off the ground. We had a false dawn move for the shares. We've had many false dawn moves for the shares, in fact, but the last one was bull trap through 1.2 pence in August. Looking a bit more sprightly now, with the support today coming in wholly above the 200-day moving average at 0.97. And while we're above that, looking for an optimistic-sounding target, the one-year price channel top at 1.6 and 1.7 pence, hopefully by the end of this year, although obviously you can see it's been a very, very choppy chart. The interest, I suppose, in the near term was that final bear trap below 0.8 pence, just to flick out the weak hands in the stock. So I said oil and gas could be making a comeback, and if that's the case, then a bombed out situation like Tullow could be worth looking at. Here we've got the shares approaching the 200-day moving average at 25 pence, let's call it. An end of day or end of week close above 24 pence, which was the last October peak, could be enough to give us some extra momentum for the shares. Not quite sure whether 70 pence is a little bit optimistic. That is a line of resistance from back in March, but probably a more realistic destination over the next month or two, maybe towards the upper 30s, which is the top of the rising trend channel from late August or late July rather, and that would be valid while we hold above the last resistance from October at just under the 20.5 pence level. So above 20.5, looking for 38 over the next 6 weeks or so. Good to see Two Shields back after its brand shield deal. Here we've got the shares retracing some of their recent, well, the previous gains, but still holding above the 200-day moving average at 0.1 pence, and in fact currently holding above the 50-day line at 0.11. End of day close above 0.11 should at least give the shares the opportunity of retesting recent resistance towards 0.15 pence. And if you can clear that up to 0.23 or 0.24, which is the top of that rising trend channel from February. So about 0.1 looking okay for recovery at Two Shields. Finishing off with Tasty, which was going to cover yesterday, but too many situations yesterday to look at. Current situations, we've had a gap through the 50-day moving average, which is one of our more favoured signals. While we remain above the 50-day line at 1.84 on an end-of-day close basis, the best-case scenario target here is towards that resistance line projection from March, currently pointing as high as 4.5 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, which some people may be, maybe wait for the 200-day moving average at 2.36 to break before taking the plunge. But we've got decent bullish divergence there with a lower low in the price window, not matched by a lower trace in the RSI window, so looking relatively healthy from a bear trap technical perspective. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.